Here is what's going on in the world of sports. Here's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday coming off the July 4th holiday. World Cup soccer, it's an off day today before the semifinal showdown tomorrow. Brazil, crippled by the loss of their superstar Neymar, out with a fractured back, faces Germany, a team still searching for its explosive goal scoring. That's in one semifinal. Then on Wednesday, the Netherlands, with its grinded-out offense, meets Argentina and their superstar Lionel Messi, who scored 4 goals in this tournament so far. Team USA, they're back in Los Angeles, arriving with great accolades after the emotional run into the knockout round of the World Cup. U.S. goaltender Tim Howard being saluted globally for his record 16-save effort in the loss to Belgium. Howard has signed a 2-year contract extension to stay with Everton in the English Premier League. In tennis at Wimbledon, Novak Djokovic with an epic classic center court win over Roger Federer, coming from behind in a 5-set game of shot-making, 138-mile-an-hour saves, and power tennis. Serb star wins his 17th Grand Slam event, his second time he's won at Wimbledon. Auto racing, Daytona 400, rain delayed, then red flag because of a bad accident. Eric Almirola won the race. It was stopped twice because of bad wrecks that wiped out nearly the entire field, and one time because of heavy rain. Pocono 400 IndyCar race, Juan Montoya, who jumped from NASCAR back to IndyCar, outran teammate Helio Castroneves for the victory. Yesterday in Pennsylvania, Team Penske finished 1-2. In the British Grand Prix, Lewis Hamilton won on his home soil for Team Mercedes. He stormed from 6th place to win the wreck-filled race. That race was red flagged for more than an hour and a half because of a violent first-lap crash in which Kimi Räikkönen got airborne into the tire barriers and bounced off and hit other cars. In Major League Baseball, the trading deadline is still 3 weeks away, but the Oakland Athletics have made a statement. In a blockbuster deal, they acquire the Chicago Cubs' top 2 starting pitchers, Jeff Samardzija and Jason Hammel. They're propelled now to be maybe the elite team in the American League. They gave up 4 top young players to execute that trade. They hung the for sale sign outside the ballpark in Phoenix with the Arizona Diamondbacks. They've started to clean house. They've traded left-handed relief pitcher Joe Thatcher. He goes to the Angels for 2 minor leaguers. Then Arizona dealt away another pitcher. Frontline starter Brandon McCarthy went to the New York Yankees for another young pitcher. Other baseball deals over the July 4th holiday, the Phillies traded shortstop Ronnie Cedeno to Arizona. Yankees eat the $16 million contract of slugger Alf Soriano. They release him. He was hitting .221. Angels released Joel Pinheiro, the veteran pitcher, had been suspended 50 games for use of drugs in the minor leagues. Houston releases pitcher Jerome Williams. Royals have just signed free agent ex-Mariner designated hitter Raleigh Banez. Rockies have signed Chris Capuano of the Boston Red Sox and acquired Jer Jurgens, a pitcher from the Cincinnati Reds. On the baseball scoreboard, Padres lost to the Giants on Sunday. Tim Lincecum beats the Friars for the 3rd time this season. Hunter Pence had 3 hits. After the game, the stunning announcement, the selection of the players to the All-Star team. Tyson Ross, the Padres starting pitcher, who's got a 7-8 record but a 2.93 ERA, was the Padres named to the All-Star team. They snubbed relief ace Houston Street, who's got 23 saves and 23 opportunities and a 1.13 ERA. As the Padres were losing, the Dodgers were doing what the Dodgers are doing. They won. They bashed the Colorado Rockies. Matt Kemp had 4 hits. Juan Uribe had 3 more. Adrian Gonzalez had 3 ribbies. L.A. has won 16 of their last 23. Angels beat the Astros. Halos get their 51st win of the season. Garrett Richards' 11 strikeout game. As I mentioned, Major League Baseball named the players to the All-Star team that's coming up on July 15th in the American League. 6 Oakland Athletics made the roster. Baltimore slugger Nelson Cruz, who was disgraced and suspended last year in the drug program. The Oriole outfielder was named to the All-Star team, as was Angels superstar Mike Trout. National League, headed by the top hitter in the senior circuit, Troy Tulowitzki of the Rockies. The Dodgers' Yasiel Puig and LA's frontline pitchers Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke. Amongst the newcomers on the All-Star game, 27 home run hitting Cuban rookie slugger Jose Abreu got named, as did Japanese Yankees big money free agent pitcher Masahiro Tanaka. Amongst those who did not get named in stunners aside from Houston Street, the Angels ace Garrett Richards, White Sox pitcher Chris Sale, Giants slugger Buster Posey. Horrific news. It may be the end of the career for C.C. Sabathia, the New York Yankees' iconic left-handed pitcher. He's been shut down for the rest of the year, re-injured the knee that had major surgery, had stem cell transplant about 3 months ago. They thought he was ready to pitch. He's gone indefinitely. Big week ahead, big couple of days ahead in the NBA. Miami general manager Pat Riley, a face-to-face meeting with LeBron James, is going to offer him a max contract of $20.9 million per season today. Now, Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak flew into Cleveland over the weekend on the holiday and met with LeBron James' agent. The big question, does King James want to stay in Miami? Is he willing to uproot and go somewhere else? Carmelo Anthony was offered the max contract by the New York Knicks. That's a $129 million deal, but Melo has also met with the Lakers, Chicago, and Houston. The wild card in all this could be Pau Gasol, the Lakers' power forward. L.A. wants him to stay, but wants him to take a pay cut. Gasol has gotten offers from Miami. He's also talked to the Knicks, Dallas, and Oklahoma City. Chris Bosh could be exiting Miami shortly. He met over the weekend with the Houston Rockets. And Brooklyn Nets guard Paul Pierce meeting with the Clippers. Clippers, by the way, raided the Lakers late Sunday night. They went across the hallway and they signed veteran Laker free agent guard Jordan Formar. Lakers lost Chris Kaman. He went to Portland. Laker guard Jody Meeks went to the Detroit Pistons. Everybody is jumping off the Lakers ship. He takes over today as the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks in a very controversial move. Jason Kidd defected after just 1 year as head coach of the Brooklyn Nets. He went to Milwaukee to become their new coach. Milwaukee trades 2 second-round draft picks to get his rights from Brooklyn. In football, this is big trouble for the Cleveland Browns. Josh Gordon, their star wide receiver, arrested again. DUI in North Carolina. He's had multiple DUIs. He's facing a 1 year suspension because of drug involvement while in the NFL. Elsewhere, devastating news in Buffalo. Kiko Alonso, their star linebacker and leading tackler, blows out his knee working out in Buffalo. He is gone for the season. And Baltimore has traded AWOL linebacker Rolando McClain, who walked out on the Ravens, walked out on the Raiders prior to that. He goes to the Dallas Cowboys in a weird deal. NHL, a record first day of signings and free agency. 82 players changed teams the first day of NHL free agency over the weekend. NHL clubs committed $526 million in contracts on the first day of free agency. Big names, Vancouver lands St. Louis goaltender Ryan Miller. Colorado landed Boston Bruins right winger Jerome Iginla. Minnesota picked up Thomas Vanek of the Montreal Canadiens. St. Louis got Colorado's center Peter Stastny. Calgary wound up with Jonas Hiller, the veteran goaltender of the Anaheim Ducks. Chicago picked up 40-goal scorer Brad Richards of the Rangers. New Jersey picked up Mike Camilleri, the 40-goal scorer of Calgary. Meanwhile, there were also 12 major trades over the weekend. The Ducks acquired Vancouver center Ryan Kesler. Dallas traded for Jason Spezza of the Ottawa Senators. That's it. That's what's going on in the world of sports. That's what Lee Hamilton thinks on a Monday.